the Cherry Bomb, and I'm happy to introduce this conversation with crossdresser Michelle. That's the name that we gave her on FetLife. Her handle is CDSlut2009, I believe. We talk about it in the conversation. So if you would like to follow her, you can listen up. What I love about this conversation is that we talk about some erotic things, and I mentioned some of my fantasies and adventures that I've had with Roxy, and also barely had to cut anything out except for one little area. But other than that, it seems to be a very smooth and easygoing conversation. Michelle was very forthcoming about her feelings, about a lot of things that, you know, she has gone through in order to enjoy her cross-dressing experiences. So I hope you enjoy and give it a listen. Thank you. Okay, I'm about to interview CDSlut. What was the numbers again?
2009
on FetLife, CDSlut 2009. But we're also going to call her Michelle for today, for the podcast. And let's get started. CDSlut Michelle. That's what I'm going to call you.
Okay.
Even though your FetLife name is CDSlut 2009, so if you wanted to follow her, that's where she is. I guess I wanted to just kind of get an idea of, you know, how you started cross-dressing, you know, maybe how old you were and what it felt like when you tried something on that was women's clothing for the first time.
Okay. I guess I was around 10 or 11 and I started trying on panties and pantyhose, especially pantyhose. I love pantyhose. And it just felt really, really good. And
I'm sorry, let me just cut in for one second. Okay. Were these like family members, like mothers, sisters, aunts?
Sisters, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think of them when I put them on.
But right, of course.
That's where they were, you know, that's where I could get them from.
Yeah.
And then after that, I would go to stores and shoplift pantyhose.
Mm.
And then I got caught once, and that wasn't good.
About how old were you?
When I got caught?
No, about how old were you when you started doing this?
When I started, about 10 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, when you're first starting to feel that sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was good. So I would, like, put them on and think of the hot girls in my class and, you know, do that. So.
Okay. Go ahead. She's continuing her story about when she shoplifted some women's clothing.
Right. So I would go to the local store and shoplift panties and pantyhose so that, you know, it could be my own. And I would buy other things with it to make it look like, you know, it was like a, not buy, but, you know, steal other things. So I had like 45 records and pantyhose, and they caught me.
Ooh.
And they took me up into this room and I tried to fight and get away because I didn't want anybody to know. And then they asked who I was and I gave a fake name and then they just let me go. Of course, now that would never happen, but back then, it was, you know, it was more freedom. And so I was allowed to just go, and they told me, just never come back to the store, and that was it.
That must have been a relief, though.
It was very scary, because I was worried about, you know, my parents finding out, why are you stealing pantyhose? That would not have been a good thing.
And have you ever gotten caught by a family member or a friend?
Wearing them?
Wearing any women's clothing?
Yeah, one time I did, yeah.
Okay.
I got caught by my sister's boyfriend. He came home and I was wearing them and, you know, enjoying the situation. And yeah, he walked in and that was a little awkward. He didn't say anything. He just kind of laughed and walked out. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you afraid that he would tell your sister or somebody else in your family?
Yeah. He probably did, but nobody ever said anything or did anything. Yeah.
And as a... How does it feel when you're to be gender fluid? Like, how does it feel when you put on the makeup and the clothing? How does it make you feel?
It's exciting. It depends on the situation too, but like today, coming to this event, I wasn't able to totally go out of my house dressed like a girl, but I went to like a parking lot where I knew there wasn't much activity, and then I completed the change, and it was like just like an electrifying feeling, just driving in a little miniskirt and red panties, just it's like hot.
It is hot. I know when I'm dressing sexy for whatever reason, and you start getting into that mood, that feeling that you're
It just like feels that. Good.
Yeah. Like anticipation of what's gonna happen. And,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just before I got here, I stopped because I forgot something in the trunk, so I got out of the car totally dressed at like a truck stop, and that was exciting and dangerous.
Did you get any looks, you think?
I don't know. I didn't look up to find out. Because there's always that fear of something bad happening too. The excitement, the good excitement, but there's also the, you know, worry that things could go wrong too.
Right.
But it felt good getting out of my car in a miniskirt, opening the trunk.
Has anything gone wrong, like, over the years that you've been cross-dressing? You know, have you had any, you know, bad or dangerous or dark experiences?
No, nothing bad has happened. Maybe a couple, like, slightly embarrassing things. Like, one time I walked on the boardwalk and decided, you know, got all dressed and walked on the boardwalk, and I heard a guy screaming from far away, "That's a dude," or something like that, but it wasn't bad. There'd never been any confrontations or issues or attacks or anything like that.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I haven't done it a lot, but...
How often would you say that you dress?
Wow. It's lately not nearly as much as I would like to for various reasons, but, yeah, not nearly as much as I want to.
And would you say in your vanilla life that you have, like, an alpha, are you an alpha male? Do you have an alpha job?
No.
You don't have to tell me what it is, but, oh, you're not, okay.
No, I'm a little bitch all the time. I get mistaken for being a girl without even trying.
Well, your hair is naturally long.
Yeah.
So you're not wearing a wig.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense to people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your sexuality. You know, like, how does it flow? Is it, you know, one way or the other, bisexual, hetero, flexible? There's all kinds of different names out there. And you don't even have to put a label on it if you don't want to.
Okay. I really love girls, so much that I like kind of want to be one, like to look like one and feel like one. I'm not really bi, but I've always had an interest in wanting to suck cock.
Okay, so describe your, I guess, most erotic moment that you could think of when you've been dressed as a woman.
Okay, I guess one thing that comes to mind is a spit roasting in this room. And that was very intense and very, very hot.
And were they both females?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, with strap-ons, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, of course. Wow.
Just totally taking me, pounding me.
Nice. Yeah, I had a fantasy too with two trannies actually being spit roasted by you.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that before, no. I've never even done it with, you know, two men.
So, uh-huh.
You know, I've only been mainly with men and, you know, females. Like, I've had the female, female, male threesome, but never the male, two males threesome. So, actually kind of did, but not spit roasted, you know, just mostly being, like, watched, you know, while one, you know, fucked me, so.
That's always fun, too.
Yeah.
It's fun being watched.
Yeah, well,
it?
Roxy watched while I had a guy fuck me, so that was fun.
Mm.
Yeah. And we did, we used to go to this party, I don't know if you've ever been to that party down in Homedale that they have.
He was just talking about that, but I haven't, but I should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like the hotel. Sounds a little scary.
Yeah.
But the first time we went, we met this Amber, her name was. Super tall, gorgeous Asian woman, and she tied me up, and, you know, we had a really good time. She tied me with rope. Actually, there's pictures of it on my FET page. And, you know, Roxy went down on me while I made out with the other one.
Wow.
And I think they had clamps on my nipples, too. That was fun. That was a fun night. That was, like, the first time we went there together. That was my first real experience, I think, mostly surrounded by cross-dressers.
Uh-huh.
And I loved it. I loved it. In fact, when I saw Amber standing there, I like turned and I went, oh my God. And I like was like, I love your dress. And I just started chatting with her. And then next thing you know, we're like making out at the bar.
Wow.
And then we went back to the room.
That's great.
It was fun. Yeah. Yeah. So, is there anything about cross-dressing that you would say what is the most difficult part of it? What's frustrating to you? What would you like to see more of in the cross-dressing community too?
That's another tough question.
It is, right?
See, what came to mind when you first said what's the most difficult part? I mean, for me, it's just actually getting dressed because I'm not real flexible. So, like, you know,
putting on a bra.
Yeah, or anything that zips in the back, it's almost impossible for me.
Tell me about it.
I don't know. I guess generally it's like one of the last things to kind of be accepted by, you know,
society, yeah, mainstream society.
It's almost everything is like everybody's pretty much okay with it now, but still a lot of people are like still freaked out and still don't get it and still don't really
accept understand.
It.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between, you know, cross dressers and transgendered women and, you know, queer. There's like a difference between all of those different things.
Yeah, it gets confusing.
Yeah, people maybe they don't understand, you know.
Yeah, there's different.
And I think you're right because cross-dressing is seen more as a fetish than what, you know, I think transgender is seen more as like
living your life.
This is your
every
life.
Day.
Yeah, this is who you are. But I feel that way about, I mean, all the cross-dressers that I've talked to and that I've met kind of are the same way. They want almost the same thing as like the transgender community. You know, they want to be accepted and mm-hmm. they don't want to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of the fetish community is kind of in that same boat. I think mm-hmm. we're like the last accepted, even me in a polyamorous relationship. You know, people don't understand it. You know, they think we're swingers or, so there's like a lot of still like misinformation and not a lot of promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why Roxy wanted to have this event, because she felt the same way.
Yeah.
That it's not as accepted and, you know, just going to a regular restaurant dressed,
right,
you know, and not getting like weird looks.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like we have done it a couple of times, a few times, but mostly in areas where in general you might see those sort of things, like Asbury Park,
right,
you know, or we went up to Rainbow Mountain, you know, so it's, you know, we'll try to find places that are safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or friendly.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, you know, but I mean, it's fun, but you still have to kind of be careful.
Yeah, definitely.
So, do you have somebody who's supportive in your life? Besides the doms that you've made friends with here, is there somebody personally in your life that supports you in this or knows about it and lets you have your fun?
I've had a couple girlfriends that have been very supportive and into it, but three of them actually.
Oh, that's good.
But they're all in faraway places now, so I don't mm-hmm. see them anymore.
That's difficult.
Yeah, so.
Oh, so now you're like, right now you're single?
Well, I'm married,
mm-hmm.
but she does not support it at all.
And does she know about it?
Yeah, she knows.
She knows, but she doesn't support it.
Right.
Okay. That's it. That tends to be a general, you're not alone kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've talked to other people that have felt the same way or had, you know, even, they might have, I don't know if she's, is she permissive though? Does she know that you go out and do things and just lets you do it and doesn't really talk about it? Or is it she just is not into it, she doesn't care, she like doesn't want anything to do with it, and but doesn't know either?
She doesn't understand it, she doesn't want anything to do with it. She knows I do some things, but we don't talk about it.
Okay. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your story with me.
Sure,
I love
no problem.
It's fascinating. And it was hot.
thank you.
Thank you so much.
I try to be hot.
Well, you're doing great, Ellen, and you had your makeup done by Corinne.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great. It looks really good.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.